Time to talk TV now on this Tuesday morning, and this week another World War One doco on the ABC, though actually more specifically or more precisely a docudrama, this one drawing on the letters, diaries, speeches and newspaper articles of the time. It tells the true stories of Australians in the Great War, including the story of one soldier, Archie Barwick.
Everything in this is true, and anyone reading it can believe what's written. I hope all at home will find something of interest in it for them, for that is the reason that I'm writing it. But my job will be to get it home safe.
As the ship leaves Australian waters, you know that Archie's feeling what many of those men felt. That is to say, the question, would they ever see this land again?
That's from the new series, The War That Changed Us, which premieres tonight at 8.30 on the ABC. Our regular TV critic, David Knox, joins us. Hello, David.
Good morning, Fran.
Oh, I guess that gives us a sense of what we can expect from this series, and hence it's called a docudrama.
Yes, this is a four-part look at the Australian experience of World War One. It looks at it through six different perspectives, such as the young farmer turned soldier that we just heard then. There's an army nurse, a Boer War veteran who enlists once again, two anti-war activists and a pro-war crusader. So it's more about the personal experiences rather than the military campaigns that we would normally see in a documentary. And it's set, of course, against the backdrop of Australia only recently emerging from its own independence. And as you mentioned, it draws upon the letters and the newspaper and articles, much like Anzac Girls does, I suppose, but they've opted for this docudrama genre. But look, I'm pleased to say it doesn't make it any less satisfying, Fran.
And it is at the moment, I think we can expect this across all the networks over the coming months, you know, another week, another war documentary or war drama. You mentioned Anzac Girls, which we discussed on the program a couple of weeks back. It rated well on Sunday. Anzac Girls going well in your view?
Well, look, it certainly did well for on the first Sunday. It dropped a little bit with the numbers this week, but still doing quite well. I think a number of viewers are sort of looking around for alternatives at that time of night. I was interested to see how this docudrama compares with Anzac Girls because you think about it, they've still got to hire actors, get the period costumes, go to locations, shoot the battle scenes. But I find that this is probably more successful than Anzac Girls because, look, with Anzac Girls, I'm a little bit distracted by what's going on in the foreground, the emotional and the romantic storylines that are going on. With this, where we have archival footage, historians from various universities linking the bigger picture together, I just find it not quite as earnest as Anzac Girls. Mm. So, you know, look, I think that they both certainly have their heart in the right place.
Well, they're trying to do really different things, though, aren't they? One is trying to bring to life, I suppose, by serialising the human impact of the women in the war, and that was its mission. This is telling the real stories of real soldiers.
Yeah, and look, I think the difference between a drama and a docudrama is that the drama probably asks us to sympathise with the central characters, whereas the docudrama stands back a little bit more and asks us, I think, probably to empathise. It's a subtle difference, I suppose.
Okay, let's move beyond the war. Next week sees the final episode of the cult fantasy show True Blood after seven seasons, David. This vampire drama has really been a huge favourite. Has it made a difference to the television landscape, in your view?
Well, I think what it has done is that, I mean, apart from its, you know, its over-the-top characters and the erotic scenes and the cliffhanger storylines, I think what it did do is it preceded the onslaught of the sex and the gore that we've seen pervading other cable shows such as Game of Thrones and such as The Walking Dead. I think it is time to end the season. I don't know that every season has really hit its mark, but when it did, it was terrific fun. So look, last bites for Sookie Stackhouse next Monday. They're teasing, will it end in true love or true death for Sookie and Bill?
I suppose more broadly, series like True Blood or like Breaking Bad or like The Good Wife that are going on and on and on, really just a testament to the fact that television is where it's at in terms of writing for the screen at the moment, isn't it? People are just devouring it, and it's good. It's good quality.
Well, as we've mentioned before, these cable dramas allow you to spend an hour where they can get in depth with the various characters, whereas a 2-hour movie has got to be a lot more broader. And they put in these storylines that bring you up to a cliffhanger each week, and then you talk about it with your friends and you come back. So it's really like chapters of a book every week on TV.
Well, with some good writing behind it. Your picks for this week, David?
Well, they're all ABC shows I'm mentioning this week.
Heaven forbid.
Well, the commercials are a bit predictable at the moment. Please Like Me, if you are a fan of Denise Drysdale.
And who isn't?
And look, don't miss it tonight, because she's got an acting role playing a patient staying alongside Josh's mum. So that's tonight on ABC2. I'm pleased to say that Silk, the British legal series, is back on Thursday night with Maxine Peake and Rupert Penry-Jones. And look, let's talk Doctor Who very briefly. On Sunday, you can see this first at 4:50 a.m. around the country on ABC if you choose to get up or set your PVR, which is what I'm going to be doing.
Sunday morning at 4:50.
4:50 a.m., yes, live with the UK that will be. But if that's too early, as it is for most people, it will be on iView all day on Sunday, which is great. And then there will be the evening screening at 7:40. So you've got three choices there, however you want to see Doctor Who, with the introduction, of course, of Peter Capaldi. And there is a special tomorrow night when Julia Zemiro talks to Peter Capaldi, which was filmed in Sydney. That's 8 o'clock tomorrow night on ABC.
I don't know why you thought, let's talk briefly about Doctor Who. We've got so many Whovians listening to this program. They talk about it at length, and I bet you many people across the country will be up to watch that 4:50 a.m. screening on Sunday morning. Thanks very much, David.
Thank you.
David Knox. And you can read more of David's insights and rumours and gossip and facts about television on his website, tvtonight.com.au.